This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Neighbors on Steuben Street in Staten Island shocked to hear about a case of alleged child abuse in their own building. Let's find out what happened live from our Glenn Chuck.
And this involved a one-year-old girl who's recovering in the hospital, incredibly just with some minor injuries after being tossed down a garbage chute from the third floor of this apartment building, and neighbors like Rodney were watching the police investigation Monday afternoon.
I think it's disgusting. Inhumane, not right at all. No child should have to.
We believe it was the child's father who called 911, police arriving and taking the one-year-old girl's uncle, who's 39 years old, into custody from the building here at 195 Steuben. As we still await word this morning on charges, we don't think any have been filed as of yet. This woman asking the same question as many, why was this happening?
It's sad because, oh my God, it's sad. It's so hurtful.
And the child's going to be okay, and we'll keep you updated as to, again, when we hear about charges. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in the Park Hills section of Staten Island.
A woman hospitalized after being hit by a train when she fell onto the subway tracks in Queens. This was on the 7 line at the Roosevelt Avenue stop Monday at around 5 p.m. It's not clear what happened, but cops say she was not pushed. The 23-year-old is listed in serious condition. The NYPD using drones to spot subway surfers.
They can identify individuals riding on the top, side, or rear of train cars, intervening and removing them from harm way before it is too late.
Mayor Adams joined by Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch Monday at a subway yard in Flushing Meadows Park to announce that this year alone, the drones have stopped 200 subway surfers. In the last 2 years, 911 calls triggered 343 drone deployments, 60% of which spotted an actual surfer. Since 2022, 16 people have died riding atop trains, the youngest an 11-year-old. 22 suffered severe injuries. One of the candidates for mayor of New York, a self-proclaimed cat guy, is weighing in on the crisis at the city's animal shelters, which has temporarily closed their doors to people looking to give up their pet.
For the first time ever, ACC says they're at capacity.
The level of care is not going to be what you would want your cat or your dog to have.
CEO and president of ACC, Risa Weinstock, says she's hopeful things are going to start turning around.
We've seen an uptick in donations. We've seen an uptick in the interest to foster. Over the weekend, we adopted out 100 animals.
But Republican nominee for New York City Mayor Curtis Sliwa says they're breaking their contract with the city.
There's more room for cars parking and for people than it is for the animals.
Adoptions are open and the time to act is now. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in East Harlem.
Plenty of reaction to the city carriage horse driver being found not guilty of animal cruelty. In the case of Ryder, the elderly horse that collapsed in Hell's Kitchen in 2022 and later died at a sanctuary. Christina Hansen is with the driver's union.
Ryder having tripped and falled and ultimately having cancer was a tragedy, but that ultimately is not animal cruelty.
Councilmember Robert Holden, who has sponsored legislation that would outlaw the horse carriage industry in the city, called the verdict a travesty of justice.
The state laws have to change because these are treated like livestock, these animals. That means they're property. You can kill multiple horses and nothing will happen to you.
In a statement, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg said all animals deserve to be treated with the utmost care and that his office would continue to try cases on behalf of New York's animals when they are harmed and mistreated. Nassau County health officials declare rabies an imminent public health threat. Here's what's going on. Last year, there were a little over 300 cases in all of New York State. This year, there have been 24 cases of rabies in animals in Nassau County alone. Dr. Sharon Nachman with Stony Brook Children's Hospital.
We worry about raccoons and stuff, but we also worry about the feral cats. So the fact that they found these cases in not just the routine animals they were expecting, but also feral cats, tells us that we are in their environment or these rabid animals are in our environment.
Health officials remind people to vaccinate your pets. Trump border czar Tom Homan with a warning for New York City that ICE is on the way.
So what we're going to do, we have more agents in New York City to look for that bad guy. So sanctuary cities get exactly what they don't want, more agents in the community and more agents in the worksite. If we can't arrest that bad guy in the safety and security of the county jail, then we'll arrest him in the community and we'll arrest him in the jail. And when we arrest him in the community, if he's with others that are in the country illegally, they're coming too.
His remarks came on the heels of an off-duty Border Patrol agent being shot allegedly by an undocumented immigrant in Washington Heights. Both the suspect and an accomplice are in custody. Well, if you thought the outrage over The Late Show with Stephen Colbert being canceled would just go away, think again. On the show last night, a who's who of celebrities made cameos to show their support for the program, including Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, Jon Stewart, and John Oliver. Colbert himself had a message for President Trump, who had taken to social media to say he was happy about the whole thing.
How dare you, sir? Would an untalented man be able to compose the following satirical witticism? Go f*** yourself.
We're hearing from David Letterman as well. He took to social media to post a couple of videos from when he hosted The Late Show.
You can't spell bumbling executives without CBS.
Outside the Ed Sullivan Theater.
Colbert stays!
Trump must go!
Colbert stays!
CBS has said it was purely financial, but these protesters think there was more to it.
We see this as another box being checked with regard to Trump's authoritarian march to power.
Many are pointing to the $16 million Paramount paid to President Trump to settle a lawsuit, and then Trump tweeting that he loved Colbert being fired. Add it all up, and Coco Das says, here's what you get.
If you take away the right to dissent, if you put Trump above the rule of law, which the Supreme Court has already done, then you are on the road to fascist consolidation.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
One person in custody, another in the hospital following a shooting in Harlem. That was Monday around 6 p.m. near West 113th and Lenox. Sources tell 1010 Winds a second suspect may still be on the loose, but that it's unclear if the victim was the intended target. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. The local pro-Palestinian activist charged with setting 11 NYPD cars on fire in Brooklyn last month pleads not guilty and is out on $300,000 bail.
About three dozen supporters, most wearing keffiyehs and masks, turned out for 21-year-old Ja'Kai McCray's hearing. He surrendered more than a month after the NYPD put a warrant out for his arrest. McCray was known to police for his arrests during pro-Palestinian rallies last year on the Columbia campus. The June 12th arson occurred as the NYPD was gearing up to police large protests against customs and immigration enforcement tactics in the city and nationwide. The NYPD said the cost of the damage exceeded $800,000. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Federal Court in Brooklyn.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.